That Monaco that you were working that you worked last night, was that 3 Alpha/F6EXV?
Yeah, Monaco, where all the rich people go to gamble in their big yachts.
Even right now on 24892 working split right now, but I'm not hearing him, so yeah, he's up, he's working, he's on right now, so anyway, not hearing him. I thought I'd see if I could hear him. Q8's on 18122 right now, calling CQ. I may go there and see if I can work him.
Excuse me, Rusty, I was switching lanes here. Who's on 20 meters, I think you said?
Kuwait is on 18122 right now, calling CQ.
Roger. Yeah, I've talked to a guy by the name of Mohammed over there quite a bit. Really nice fella. I didn't know it, but on... If it's the same guy, and there's quite a few there, actually. I was looking at his webpage on QRZ, and I noticed he had three little orange stickers on his 5-band DXCC plaque, and so I wrote ARRL for it, and I said, I'd like to have those, and when I sent in last time to bring all mine back down to zero on the left column, you know, I said, I've been confirmed on 12, 17, and 30, besides the other 5 bands. And she says, oh, yeah, we got those. Those are medallions. I said, great. That's just, you know, but I didn't receive them. Come to find out, you know, the guy in Kuwait had them. And she says, but they're medallions, and they're $10.52 a piece. I told her to send them, and I don't know how I'll pay for them, but whenever she sends them, I'm sure she'll send the bill. But I thought that was just stickers, you know?
Yeah, I've heard of that, too. So, anyway. Well, you be safe going back home. I got to go do a couple of things, and we'll catch you later. Talk to you after a while. N0TRW2T.
Okay, Rusty. Well, you know, the bands have been funny. I talked to guy in Israel last night, just contacts. There's some big games going on, and they're all over the bands. And he was fairly easily running simplex on 30 meters. And then I seen him pop up on 40, so I thought, well, I'll go down there 7018. And you know, I tried all three different antennas, and I never did try him there because the signal, I could make him out, but it just was barely discernible, whereas on 30 meters, it was excellent. So, the magic of HF. See you later, Rusty. W2T and 0TR73.
KG4LSL.
Well, I don't recognize that call, but I'm old. This is N0TR Tom here.
Over in Anderson, KG4LSL, the new guy on the block, hi. I just happened to be sitting here playing radios and sitting here looking at my computer screens trying to figure out how FL Digi works, and it's driving me mad. Got three different computer screens that I'm looking at, and I can't figure it out for nothing. But I did tune down to 18122, and I hear absolutely nothing but white noise. But I heard you talking about Kuwait, and was just curious. Let me pull up the call sign here. If it happened to be NK2NO.
On that, and I'm scratching my head, but it's not a November at the beginning of it. If you give me the right call sign, I'll confirm that. And by the way, Rusty should know all about that FL Digi. If I'm not mistaken, you still there, Rusty?
Yep.
About FL Digi.
FL Digi, so I don't know. I run HRD, and I use all the aspects of that. It's much easier than trying to set up FL Digi. Never could get it to run.
Okay. QSL. Thank you, sir. I didn't know which one you run. I just know you use something with your CW. What's the suffix on Kuwait, or the prefix? I can't for the life of me get it in my head.
Yeah, I made a mistake. It's 9 kilo to November Ocean.
I'll buy that. Yeah, Jimmy. Sometimes you just gotta ding this old man's skull there a little bit to get it in there. Is his name Mohammed? If you scroll down where it says details, you'll see a 5-band DXC thing there that he's worked, and he's got 3 other gold medallions on that plaque. And that's where I seen it the other night when I worked him. He's a real nice gentleman, and I've talked to him. Oh, he come on there. Hi, Tom, haven't talked to you since 2016 or something like that. And a real nice guy, speaks fluent English. And but that's where I seen them. I thought they were gold stickers, so I rode in. It turns out they're $10 a pop, but that's okay. I wanted those. I got 8 of the bands, but it would be nice someday to get the 9th one. But I ain't staying up all night to get 160, Jimmy. Go ahead and just send 0 to you.
So that's who we're talking about. I worked him. Let me see, when was it that I worked him? Worked him on the 11th on FT8 on 18-100 down here on FT8. Yeah, was my first Kuwaiti contact and been chasing Kuwait for years now. So, really loving it. Rusty, real quick, if I can ask, which program is it that you're running?
Video Deluxe, HRD, and it has a module called Digital Master. And it does CW, it does PSK, it does RIDI, and a bunch of other bands. And because I'm running HRD as my radio control software, I can take and connect WSJTX through it and have it run, have both running at the same time, and the WSJTX goes to the HRD to handle, handle the transmitting and everything like that. So that's what I've been running now.
Get with you one day and talk with this. I know you're busy, but I think I'm gonna go ahead and download the HRD. See how it works. Not sure how it's going to work with this FT450D, but we'll find out. Go ahead.
Just get in touch with me. Give me a holler. Get my phone number, and we can talk on the phone and everything like that. I'll talk you through it. It works with some 30 or 40 different radios. So, and they just put out some new releases. The newest releases added 3 more new of the newer radios to it. So, anyway, catch you all later. W2T clear.
Appreciate the help. And that's, I thought in the old days it used to be a little pricey, but I don't know what it is nowadays, Jimmy, for that particular one. I run N3FJP just for logging.
Yeah, I'm kind of new to all the digital stuff, so I guess I'm just technically challenged when it comes to ham radio digital stuff. But the only way you're going to learn is to mess with it and play with it and see what happens. I just looked at the page and I haven't found out how much it's going to cost for HRD. It's not cheap.
I thought they gave you a free thing for a while, but I ran ready for a little while, but Bernice don't like the sound of it, and I'm not wild about it either. It's a real good mode, but I don't run any of those other digital modes. I just use sideband and Morse code, and Morse code is by far the biggest punch and gets through when nothing else will. Now, you don't have to have any signal at all for the computer to copy that FD8 and those different modes, FD4 and that. So I'm sure that's much easier than any of them.
The initial HRD is $99.95, and then the upgrade and renewal every year is $49.95. So that might be a while before I end up getting that. But I mean, it does look like something that would be pretty fun to deal with, and probably a lot easier to deal with than the freeware that's available out there. So we'll definitely look at getting that one of these days. Maybe I'll put it on my Christmas list. KG4LSL for license identification purposes.
LN0TR. Well, I just leave that up to the experts on it. Just from years of listening, and I've been a ham since 93, whatever that adds up to. I talked to a lot of guys that had problems with that. I just don't know. I'd go with the guys running it now because I'm sure there's been lots and lots of improvements and upgrades. The M3 FGP for logging is just like falling off a log. I love it, and you can send your contacts up to Logbook of the World in seconds, and it's just great. I can't say enough, and you pay one fee, and they have all sorts of things that, like for contests, you can just bring up contesting software, and I never use it. I don't contest that much, but there's a lot of amenities on it. And it's free the rest of your life, so I can't say enough about it. It's a good logging software, but I don't think it has anything to do with all of those other modes that you're talking about.
Looking for something, what attracted me to FL Digi is that you can use it for CW, and I've been a ham since 2001, somewhere around there. And, you know, I upgraded to General when you had to pass the Farnsworth 5-word-a-minute test. So I did know CW for a while in code. But, you know, I've forgotten it. And, you know, every once in a while I'll pick up a letter without even thinking I pick up a letter or a character. But, you know, it's mainly using it to brush up on, so I can listen to it while I'm seeing it and, you know, kind of relearn it. And then, you know, sending, of course. But, you know, something that I was always interested in, just never was able to get into.
Tell everybody else, Jimmy, it takes elbow grease, and anything worth having is working for. And it is work, and it takes you a while. I swore if I ever got through 20 words a minute, I'd never use it again, and now I probably use it about 98-99% of the time. And when nothing else is there, the CW works. Even the military's talking about starting to reuse it and using HF in the military, whereas for many years now they've been out of it. But I've used it for all of my radio career, basically, and we had to do 13 words a minute to get a general and 20 words a minute to get the extra. And it takes months of practice to get to that. You know, I don't know if I could sit down and pass that or not on just an open test of a recording, but I run about 28 to 30 words a minute usually. But as far as copying it, no, I don't think I could. You know, like in a contest, over and over and over and over. But all I got to hear is the call sign once or twice, and I got it. But I love conversational CW. It's just, it's hard as heck. But when you get to be my age, 74, it keeps your brain active, and hopefully, and maybe it'll stave off an Alzheimer's or something. Who knows? So that's why I do it, Jimmy. Well, we are just about home, so I'll let you fill in the gaps here. and been nice talking to you today. And the pleasure's all mine, and 73's, and you have a good rest of the day, sir. KG4LSL, if I got that right. If I didn't, you can correct me. This is M0TR. Mine's much easier. 73's, Jimmy.
TR from KG4LSL. Yeah, Tom, it has been a pleasure. I always enjoy talking with you, even though we haven't talked a whole lot. And now that I think life is starting to slow down a little bit for me, so I want to be able to start getting on the radios here more often. That's what happens when you're disabled and trying to get disability and you can't work. So you come down and you play either on the pool table or play on the radios. It's been a pleasure, Tom. It's good to meet your acquaintance again, and we will talk to you later on down the line. N0TR, KG4LSL, 73s, and I'll be listening.
Triad FL Digi, W4WO is 8.
That's where the conversation began, and I'm just trying to get my head wrapped around FL Digi, and it's not very fun.
Just wanted to ask if you looked into it. I use it. I actually paid for the HRD stuff, but I just didn't do what I wanted to do for me. FL Digi seems to work better for me than HRD, but you know, everybody's got a reason for what they like and what they want, so I just want to mention that to you. W4WOZ.
WOZ, KG4LSL, yep. And I think that if I can get the software configured right and actually learn the ins and outs of it and what every little thing means, then better just playing around with it and you know, just going up and down the bands a little bit. I was able to pick up a little bit of stuff, but it's not really decoding right, so it'll pick up a character here and there. So I'm watching some videos on it and looking at some information on it, just you know, trying to wrap my head around it, but it is what it is. And enjoying playing on FT8 as well, and 2 meters, and I guess they call that multitasking.
Than likely, yes. FL Digi to me was a little bit of a challenge, but if you just, you know, you can't hurt nothing if you do some changes that make it go crazy. You know, just quit and start over. But I found by changing some of the configuration parameters made mine work better. And just play around with it, you know. It's kind of a hunt and look and make a mistake and start over type thing for me. But I enjoy it. Yeah, it's a good way to play. And I like playing there on the weekends. It gets kind of hot. Sometimes nothing's happening. But today, nothing's happening today. Call sign is Whiskey for Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. This is the Mayor of Waz.
W4WOZ, KG4LSL. Yeah, let me ask you this. The frequency up in the top left, is it supposed, does the radio, does it automatically show what the radio is on, or do you have to manually enter it? And if you do, what is the purpose of that?
Well, mine changes the frequency and the radio. Now, if you move the frequency or your radio knob, it should change on the screen of your computer. There's a little, looks like a book in that area that drops right down below the frequency. If you'll click on that little book, it shows you a whole lot of frequencies you can just immediately click to instead of turning the knob.
Communication breakdown somewhere between the radio and the computer. Now, it works great on WSJTX, and it does the WSJTX follows my radio, so I can manually tune my radio, and it changes it on the screen there as well, but it's not doing it with FL Digi. So there's evidently something miscommunicating here with the radio, so I'm going to have to figure that one out.
I agree. That is probably one of the first things you kind of got to figure out. Make the radio talk to your computer back and forth. I had to come up with some different drivers. Of course, everybody probably wouldn't have to do that. My computer's pretty ancient and doesn't have a lot of stuff in it. But it is enough to run this program. Anyway, just wanted to pass it along to you. Have a good afternoon, and hope you have a good day. 73s from W4WOZ.
I do appreciate it. And, I guess I'll get to figuring out what's going on with this thing and see if I can't hit it with a jackhammer if all else fails. And see where we go from there. James, good talking to you, sir. 73s. W4WOZ from KG4LSL. And I'll be sitting here looking at this.